Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves, or in other words, with a stick? See, he had his shepherd crook in his hand, a stick, you know. You know, you just get a stick and go out against a dog. No wonder that fellow felt insulted. Am I a dog? And then I don't ever send a kid out against him. A teenager.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Have you seen this man which has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. Now notice that 26th verse. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? The people answered him after this manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. We've already read it. Now skip down to that 30th verse. This is David now, and he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. When the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. Saul is king, of course. Remember, when Saul was elected king of Israel, he was head and shoulders taller than all of the other men of Israel. But when he saw this giant, he was so afraid that the scripture said his knees smote one against the other. They began to knock on one another. He's so scared. And here's a 17-year-old shepherd boy from the country, just a teenager. David said, now if you'll notice from the previous reading, this is about the third time he's already opened his mouth and spoke. He said, and he said to his brother Eliab, we didn't take time to read that. David said, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said, I want you to notice that. David said, Remember the woman with the issue of blood? For she said, If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And Jesus said, Thy faith has made thee whole. Remember the 10 spies said, We can't take the land. We're not able. Caleb and Joshua said, We're well able. Our God is with us. Notice they all got what they said. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, notice that, underline how many times he spake or said. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. Well, we'll not read about how Saul tried to arm David with his armor, but he wouldn't go along with it. He just simply took his slingshot, his shepherd's crook, praise God, and went out against him. Now notice, the 41st verse. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. Now get this. And the man that bare the shield went before him. That guy is so big. He had such a big shield, another fellow carried the shield for him. I don't know whether you ever stopped to study this or not. I several years ago looked it up. It tells in cubits, not in feet and inches, but in cubits, how tall this fellow was. Reading from Flavius Josephus, the Jewish historian, a cubit was measured at different lengths at different times of Israel history. Two different lengths. Now, if you take the shorter length of a cubit, then this fella would be about 9 feet and 11 inches tall. Well, you wouldn't hardly call him shorty, would you? If you take the greater length of a cubit that it was measured at one time, he would have been 11 and a half feet tall. Now, it's safe to say that he wasn't any shorter than 9 feet, 11 inches. Boy, it would take a pretty big shield for that guy, wouldn't it? Another man, it said, carried a shield. You get that? And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves, or in other words, with a stick? See, he had a shepherd crook in his hand, a stick, you know. You know, you just get a stick and go out against a dog. No wonder that fellow felt insulted. Am I a dog? And then I don't ever send a kid out against him. A teenager. That thou comest against me with staves, and the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Then said David, to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Makes all the difference in the world whose name you're going in. This day, now David's still talking, David's still speaking. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And I will smite thee. Isn't that kid talking big, though? That old country boy. Never had a minute's training in the army. Not even 1 minute. Listen to him. He said, and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses. He is getting brash now. He said, I'm not only going to whip you, I'm going to whip the whole bunch of you. The whole army. Not just going to feed your carcass. He said, we'll give the carcasses. That's plural. The carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day under the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know. That all the earth may know. that there is a God in Israel. Think about it for a minute. Look at the church in general. Devil can rise his head up or raise his head up, the least little old thing, and they stick their head in the sand like an ostrich. But is there a God in the church? Do we have the same God today they had then? Is Jesus Christ the same Christ that he was? Our text said Jesus Christ. Amen. Then let's answer the challenge of the world. Let's answer the challenge of the devil. Don't back up an inch. Once you've stood on his name, once you've used his name, let it be settled forever. For the Bible said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thee carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all of this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Our parents on the road. In fact, they're going to be in Newark, Ohio, More Life Church. That's Pastor Josh and Angie Pennington. And that's August 20th through the 22nd. That's Wednesday through Friday. Like I said, rhema.org, LFC. You can find more information about their Living Faith conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.